The World Health Organization is out with new air quality guidelines that set higher and tougher standards. The UN agency says compared to 15 years ago when the last guidelines came out, the evidence is stronger now showing how air pollution affects different aspects of health at even lower concentrations than previously understood. But what hasn't changed, every year exposure to air pollution is still estimated to cause millions of deaths, according to WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
These new guidelines will have major implications for public health. They provide a practical tool for improving air quality around the world.
The guidelines, which lower concentrations on pollutants, are not legally binding and intended as a reference for policymakers. I'm Julie Walker.